Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah. I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her
China.
That's right. What we call it.
China.
It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Illusion, queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable, feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, this is pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax, chill. Thank you for being here. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up? What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here we encourage metaphorically intuitive visionaries to express themselves to the art. And you never know, what you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to give a big shout out to everybody who took time out to listen via web, via phone. Because again, like I said, you never know, what you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. And we're going to get into it tonight, like as far as rolling into the show. Just want to give you guys some food for thought. As far as I know we talked about mindfulness last week, but I also wanted to add with the mindfulness, just being self-aware. Like I say, as I go and I grow, I want you guys to learn to, like, different things I get and I learn, I try to give it to you. If you can use it, use it. But I also ask you to pray about what I say. You know what I'm saying? Like, different things that I say, pray about it, because if it's for you, use it. If it's not, it's cool. And that's going back to what I've been saying all along. Like, if you use it, use it. Still continue to pray and see it where you need to go. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and start the show. Let's go ahead and start our first round. Let's get it.
Even misery, love's enough to accompany the suffering kind through antagonistic time toward healing. Crackheads gathering packs, packing pipes to puff the magic hard white devil destruction who makes teeth and beauty disappear into thin. Heirs to thrones abandoned like African language and culture in predominantly African areas of the earth. Nigerian youth forsake Nigerian roots to plant family trees in American soil. Alongside the seeds of despair and toil, they are running from our history. We are running from their future. We have no present, share no connection. A kingdom of divided people falling for everything that glitters and flickers. Gets less than 20 miles per gallon and flashes moving pictures so bright as to cause shooting blindness. Bullets flying on semi-automatic pilot, parting potential community pillars like the Red Seeing. Christ's words reading, Luke 6:39 about the blind leading, rhymes bleeding a sacrifice. In the year of the Patriot Act can get you life behind bars, rap stars write prison sentences. Within record labels fronting freedom by the decibel, using perks to persuade overlooking the decibel. And commas and karma, say whatever sells, records and souls, The murders in your mouth may come back to haunt, but the cars driven and jewels you flaunt like garlic and crucifixes to vampire spirits that don't believe in God or flavor. All of this music tastes the same, like licking razor blades taste the pain. And the whispers of breaking hearts gathering around poetry for the right to heal of salted wounds. But all they see are walking dead, and all they hear are talking tombs. Relationships sail full speed into icebergs. Great expectations sink to record depth. The wax flirtation of an art form. My serious contemplation of leaving the stage. And my hair on a barbershop floor in the corner of a yesterday. Taking my tears from the shelf. Breaking the levees in my eyes. The business of art I have allowed to cover my temple's interior with drought and famine. Thirst and hunger for the movement of units. My life is a sales pitch. And then you buy, if I woo you, into the belief that words spoken in the spirit of truth changes minds, as a man thinketh. Soothing music can coat the inside with inspiration to a soul on the brink of decision, needing an ounce of encouragement to climb out of that valley. And I've been to the mountaintop, seen this earth outside the dark. The spirit won't agree with me walking away from ears, hearing no love, no light, no life worth living. Won't agree with me sharing my strength and struggle to persevere over satanic intent, even misery. Love's enough to accompany the suffering kind through antagonistic time toward healing. Are we not more than misery?
We were born in 73, fraternal twins creatively. Disconnected by others' opinion, even though our styles vary, we both knew our worth to grace her beauty. We had to be in tune, not in a tune, for within, not saying she never sinned, she was very much human. They claimed she was a goddess because of her deep sixth sense. Truth was told every time she had commenced. Joan of Arc and Harriet Tubman, a leader and a warrior. I was hardly a mention, wasn't sad. I accept being the underdog and underrated. I was okay as long as my sister made it. Lived the dreams through her heartbeats. Every time they tried to lock her up, she manifested heat. Her bars melted, making sure all her listeners felt it. She became very hip, then others tried to emulate her, to hop on her bandwagon. She didn't care, she was loving and forgiving. Allowed sacrifices even if they cost her her ultimate vision. I admit, I should have reached out to her more. One time I never forget, she gave me some sound advice. I didn't like it. Said some coarse words as we got into our fight. She changed her numerical code. I stayed pushing my gospel, claiming she sold her soul. Out of line as I reacted so hostile, I never appreciated her words while she was here. She was like me. She was pure poetry. She wanted to feel her people pain when I wanted just my world to change. I needed my lyrics, melodically, sonically, as speech. She wanted her words to ride on rugged beats. She wanted the fame, but infamy too. Those dualities I couldn't do. I mounted up with wings and flew. When I was down under fighting the Phoenix, she was in Brooklyn and Bronx, living it up until she popped out and crossed that bridge. Intravenously in everyone's bloodstream, I should have been proud that she's gone now. Presently, crossroads are reaching new thresholds by my nephews and nieces. Parade around their songs about drugs and Jesus pieces. Trip hop the trap hop. Need expensive cars and added celebrity drops. They were not even close to her psyche. No boom bap, just like Mikey. Wanted to eat everything in life, Sally, but it's not that easy. As eating cereal must include wisdom, I told them, to become imperial. Not gaining any knowledge of the mind. Music where lyrics are hard to find. They have some ways like my sis. As they use genres of music to be infused, still can't get this tainted verbiage a lift. They were blessed by certain great genetics, but rely on sinful vibrations and vocal cybernetics, auto-tuned with no purity of the voice anymore. Becoming real harlots for the monetary system, I yet again might lose my next family generation as I pray and tarry for my people to change, not to sell their moral values for this chump change to gain. She's gone, and she's gone.
She's gone, she's gone, she's gone, she's gone, oh, she's gone. Lead a life so she'll find her way back home. She's gone, she's gone, she's gone, she's gone, oh, she's gone. lead a life so she'll find her way back home.
It's the been a couple weeks and everything's changed. Things change. January 28th, I never forget. I got dropped from the label, but I left for respect. As the hairs elevate on my neck, I realize it's a journey, so it's on to the next. So, oh no, Will, check yourself. You better respect yourself to all the work you put in, so don't wreck yourself. It's a cold world and it's dirty, so protect yourself. The stars align, the satellite TV direct yourself. The odd words, proverbs that erect my path. Get it? Man, sometimes you just gotta laugh. See, that's the insider. For the people who never been insider. A Bible. But who's the one to blame to get the answer? Look in the mirror and ask that person's name. Woo. The next few weeks was the hardest, I must admit. Yo. But not one time did I consider the word quit. I was rolling around a G, telling my peeps the news that they'll wheel keep rocking. But I was feeling the blues. Yo. Sip and Tarika said you got it, Briscoe. Young Trevi, Boy Floyd said you got it, AB. Said you got it, Von said you got it, Church said you got it, Raymond and Jamar said you got it, Crystal said you got it, Mia said you got it, Bree said you got it, London said you got it, Mom said I got it, and my fam said I got it, so I got it. Safe to say I got all the help. Everybody believed in me, but I didn't know myself. I didn't think I deserved all the praise, but I started seeing clearer ever since I got saved. And I realized that it won't happen right now, but my path was already clean for my lifestyle. But praises go up, then I'm blessed. Is coming right down, cause ever since the cypher, people saying that I'm nice now. But I'm just being me, staying in my lane, spitting like a veteran, but I'm a student to the game. Ain't stupid to the fame, never stupid to the rain. I realize that all the lessons come truly from the pain. I've been performing in churches, I'm getting better cheers. Already performed more than I did last year. Something about the stage, man, I feel so alive. I've been performing that illusion and it's such a cool vibe. Best live band kicking any beat I can ride, and I freestyle every single song out of sight. Hey, y'all gotta make it to them. See, I ain't the same dude. I'm turning into an MC, and the feeling's pretty cool. I do it for the most high, do it for the culture, do it for the people gone through lyrical torture, do it for the sound, cause I would never distort you. My album is my baby, and I would never abort you. I would have plenty, I'm sure I get it again. But right now, let me show you how I sing with this pen. I start a song, and the energy the same as the end. I stay slow and stay calm, still claim it's the wind. It's Zion Nation, Dream Chaser, hashtag, and Mr. Future Adidas sponsor. Yeah, I gotta grab it, I just gotta keep moving and stay in my lane. Like everybody said, you gotta keep doing your thing. I've been started, but I'm far from the finish line. Heavy thoughts, I can't move a step until I clear my mind. Been started, but I'm far from the finish line. Heavy thoughts, I can't move a step until I clear my mind. Been started, but I'm far from the finish line. Heavy thoughts, I can't move a step until I clear my mind. Been started, but I'm far from the finish line. Heavy thoughts, I can't move a step until I clear my mind. Will.
Sirens and cherry color red lights, that's what you see in the streets called life. How many must fall? Receiving calls from behind cell walls, letters piled up, about half mile high. When will it stop? Hanging out at the spot. We need you here. Losing you, my heart is my greatest fear. Settle down and make a turnaround. I know that it's hard being a countryman from Browntown, but as you can see, that's where it goes down, being a part of the street life. Remember, it's not just you. I'm a part of you too, boo. I love you with my whole life. I'm forever yours, your soon-to-be wife. Stay out of that street life.
Don't run, don't hide. I found the strength within myself. Don't run, don't hide. I can help you towards heaven, prosperity. Let me lead you the way. Don't run, don't hide. Repent, all ye be baptized in the name of Jesus for remission of sins. Don't run, don't hide. It is necessary that your soul be right. It is necessary that you know which way to go. Don't run, don't hide. Let me show you. Don't blink your eyes. You can die within 1 second of that blink. Don't run, don't hide. Come on, let's be great among God. Let's show him that we are loved, that we love him, and that we love ourselves, that we love others. Don't run, don't hide. Seek and ye prosperity. Don't run, don't hide. Rah.
Dr. Valentino to the OR, please. Dr. Valentino to the OR, please.
All nurses to the nurses' station.
Code blue.
I remember sitting there, tears cascading down my face, piercing my skin. Slowly dying within. Hearing those words, trying to come to terms with the news, it was evident and destined to take place. Just not now, not right now, Lord. Silently screaming, trembling to the sound, echoing. Drumming a sad song before a live audience, just as I entered the room. Iridescent indigo lights flashing, ripping my heart to shreds. How could this be? In a blink of an eye, a soldier, my spiritual soldier, lost the battle, which proceeded in death. The death of a falling angel. I admired the fight in her. Never proclaimed perfection. Acknowledged her flaws. Wrote them off as pure blemishes. Groomed me to love God before man. By no means utilize intimidation. When they put their pants on the same as you. Color has no significance. Remember who you are. And where you came from. You are not a product of your environment. If they talked about Jesus, baby, they gonna talk about you. Change comes from within. Pray and let your prayers have wings. Commit to praise. Stand tall. Humble thyself. And embrace your gifts, baby. Only profits and death of one's character. As I sat there, drifting, abandoned by Gibraltar, reminiscing on how she prepared me for days to come, knowing that one day, her day on earth will come to an end. Tears cascading down my face. Piercing my skin, slowly dying within. Hearing those words,
sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home ever since she went away.
My grandmother was an amazing woman, a labyrinth of mysterious light. Brown eyes staring through me with ease, she would set me at ease. Her slow speech and gentle hands imparting old wisdom from the deep North Carolina countryside. Black people would gather around Thomasine like a campfire, still, yet moving to a warm rhythm. Her right shoulder was my favorite. After school program to lean on for affection, she would kiss the wounds beneath unbroken skin, mending my secret pieces of anguish. Grandmothers know a secret language that hushes little babies and big ones. Grown men were humbled and returned to the seething suns from which they sprout. She didn't even have to shout. Grandma spoke soft and carried no stick. Her words simply stick to the ribs. She was a home-cooked meal, serving itself from a bottomless dish, breaking bread, chicken, and fish. My Ixis BC, a practitioner of alchemy who transmuted suffering into golden experiences. She was my rock of great value. First woman I learned to bow to, the goddess within. A feminine temple among men, she was a sign of power. Never once did I see her cower from this bully of a life. Did once see her leave late night, dressed in all black like midnight. Next morning was the answer to stomach prayers, with no explanation as to how we now had a full refrigerator. My grandmother smoked Salem like peace. She drank Seagram's number 7 and Donald Duck. The whole world could fall down, but my grandma got up at the crack of dawn to have conversations with the sun, telling it to follow my brother and I to school each morning and back each afternoon, where she'd be waiting with the peace that passed our understanding. We not understanding that she was just happy to see us home again safely in this world of insanity. My grandmother was a magi who transformed strangers into family with the wave of her palm. I got cousins, uncles, and aunts, only related because Thomasine say it be, and it is. And I live soul to soul with this mundane divinity for my first 13 years. Her slow speech and gentle hands sculpting the basis of who I is. And this poem is the least that I can give. Thanks to God and grandmother, the most amazing mysteries of the universe, both all knowing yet unknown.
Girl Shana with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I hope you guys have enjoyed the first round so far. And I don't know, different things. I was sitting there listening to this last piece that we just heard about 13 of Nazareth and the one before that. They were both about grandmothers. And I don't know about you guys, but it ain't nothing like having a grandma in your life. They got your back. Praying grandma, they got your back. And you already know, like, I look at how my grandmother prayed over my whole entire life, and I just, in the midst of the mistakes, the different things that I've endured, I just thank God for her prayers and that knowledge and that wisdom and the understanding. And I don't know if anybody got, big shout out to the grandmas out there. You know, the grandmas that actually taking that time to pour into their children and their children's children and vice versa, and just things happen for us. So I'm going to actually open mic lines for anybody who wants to spit anything. If you want to let us know what's going on in your community, please feel free to do so. And if you have some, like I said, if you got something going on in your community, let us know. The next show we have, we don't have a show this week. Got canceled. We hated to do that, but the storms, and I just didn't want to chance anybody not being able to make it, and also all the flooding and different things that we've had. Just didn't want to chance that. So The next show will be October 27th, and they'll be featuring RL, the Gifted One. So let's go ahead and open the open mic lines. We have DMX, the Poetry on the line. What's up? What's up, Carlos?
All right, y'all. I'm here.
We appreciate having you.
Yo, man, and it's like things like just go kind of like, I don't know, China. Since I've been dealing with you, man, it's like things is like, it's like you were just here talking about grandma and all this stuff, man. And now I was talking to people earlier today about grandma. And then just like a few minutes ago, while we was on the air, while you was doing your first round, there were some kids that just walked through a few minutes ago. And I was, you know what I'm saying, while I'm listening to the show, I was just sitting trying to talk to them about, you know what I'm saying, about, you know what I'm saying, my point for tonight, you know what I'm saying, about, you know what I'm saying, our youth and their guidance and all that stuff, man. You know what I mean? And then just listening to those two poems about those guys talking about their grandma and all that stuff, man, I was like, wow. You know what I mean? So it's like, China, I don't know. It's like, you know what I'm saying, whether you see it or not, man, there's some power there. That's something moving around you, baby girl. And I, you know what I'm saying? That,
oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That was the first thing I just wanted to make sure that you saw. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, I'm seeing it heavier.
Anyway. Yo, man, I swear, man. I you know what I mean? And it's powerful. It's powerful.
Yeah.
And if folks don't, and if our folks could see that, you know what I'm saying? The more we pull together and try to work together, man, things will go a whole lot smoother and things will change, man. So, but.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, but keep doing what you're doing, and we're gonna make sure we chop it up about that. Do you want to spit right now? Or you want to wait?
Check it out. Give me yo. As a matter of fact, I do it on the next round. We go through. I do got something for our youth and all. You know what I'm saying? And it's not just about. It's about our youth. It's for us. It's for us because we're the one responsible for our youth. You know what I mean? So,
okay.
But you know what I mean? Yo, but I'll do it on the next round. Y'all just enjoy the show and y'all speak up and enjoy the show. That's all I can tell you right
all
now.
All right.
Wait till
appreciate
the next
it.
One and I have it for you.
I got you. All right, everybody, it was Carlos called DMX of Poetry. And that's so true what he was saying about the youth. Like I do a workshop called Redefining Your Gifts, and that is going to be, I'm an artsy girl, so. And I, even though I'm a certified life coach, I want to incorporate healing through the arts. And that's what I'm going to be doing, but redefining your gifts, you know what I'm saying, through art and just using healing through the art components to try to help you. So that's what we do here, you know, with all that we do with Illusions. All this is actually under Illusions, Lyrical Cypher, Affirmation of Change, which is my life coaching business. All of these different things that we do is all about healing through the arts. It's all about tapping into a better version of yourself. You know, and that's hard sometimes because you're going to get hit with bumps and bruises and roller coasters and all these different things you're going to go through in life, but you got to hang on in there. Sometimes you want to quit. Sometimes I do want to quit, you know, but I got to find, you know, I find the reason to keep going. No matter what comes my way, I still have to find a way to keep going with the tears, with the good, the bad, the ugly. It's all worth it. So I'm just going to ask you guys what I always say to you guys. Keep pushing, keep praying, keep dreaming, and don't give up, even when you want to. And I don't believe that you can believe in anything else or anyone else until you believe in you. If you don't believe in you, it's hard for you to believe in someone else. I don't know where that came from, but it just maybe somebody hit it tonight. But I really believe that you have to believe in yourself. Everything you ask from another person in friendship and in love and whatever or a job, you got to be able to give that to yourself. If you want respect, respect yourself. If you want love, love yourself. If you want happiness, be happy with yourself. You want peace, be at peace with yourself. Like, I hope this making sense tonight. Things that you require, give to yourself. Because if somebody's giving you peace, love, happiness, joy, or whatever, and you don't know what that feels like to give it to yourself, when you get it, you're not going to understand it. It'll be like a foreign language. We're not speaking the same language because you're not used to receiving something that you never gave to yourself. And that goes with what I was saying tonight about self-awareness. Being self-aware. Sometimes, even with me, like, I don't mind being transparent. Like, sometimes even with me, I don't realize, like, I get so comfortable with free and being free to be me. Sometimes I don't realize, you know what I'm saying, what else is going on. Sometimes you got to focus on, you know, like, something else other than you, you know, like being self-aware of your surroundings. Everybody might not be comfortable with compensation. Everybody might not be comfortable with you, you know, or whatever. But just being self-aware. And also, I agree. Like, it's okay to agree to disagree. You don't always have to agree. And like I said, I give you what I got. If you can use it, use it. If you can't, you know what I'm saying, toss it. Pray about those things before you make a move anyway. Keep right on rolling. So, with that being said, I got Miss Nikki on the line. What's up, Nikki?
Hey, China, how are you?
Doing pretty good. How about you?
Girl, I'm having phone issues. So, you see, I had to call in from another number. I had to call in from a daughter number. My phone done did a 360 on me, so it's charging backwards. I just had to turn it off and just let it charge. So, I didn't let it stop me, though.
No, I'm glad you called in. I appreciate your dedication, girl.
Yeah, you know I was going to call in. At first, I wasn't, but, you know, I was just like, you know what, let me go on and call in. Talk about these crazy kids these days. They, you know, they just don't get it. That's all I can say is they just don't get it.
Right.
I was raised in an era where you don't talk back to your elders. And, you know, some of them, you know, these kids, this generation nowadays, they don't get the same, I should say, beat downs like we did when we were younger. You know, me, I kind of like eased up on my kids for a little bit because I used to get beat. I ain't gonna tell no lie, I ain't gonna sugarcoat it. I used to get beat. But it was for a reason. It's not because I was being disrespectful. It wasn't because I had a slick tongue. It was just, I was just a wild child. We're going to put it that way. And, you know, I just, these kids, I just pray for them. I pray for them because at the end of the day, they got to get old just like we got to get old. And they going to have to learn a lesson somehow or another.
That's true.
You know.
Mhm.
Yeah. So how's your week going?
It's been up and down, but it's cool. You know, it's life. I refuse to complain. But I will say this: when you were talking about kids nowadays, and I was thinking about how it reflects on the parenting. A lot of kids. I look at just my thoughts on it. A lot of kids nowadays, like you were saying, like being disrespectful, this and third or whatever, never got spankings or whatever, whatever. A lot of adults that are parents now chose to give their kids what they never had.
Mm-hmm.
And or try to remove the things that stain them, like if they, you know, spankings, whatever, whatever, whatever. And
right.
I think that ruined a lot of discipline because discipline is needed for everybody, not just kids.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying?
That's it.
So, with that being said, when the parent that said, I'm going to give my kids what I never had, sometimes forget that kids never knew the struggle.
Right.
They never knew the struggle you experienced. So, really, you're not giving it to your kid, you're giving it to your inner child. And you're looking at your child as your inner child. And I think that's where a lot of parenting, whether you're parenting the correct way or the incorrect way, spend a lot of time worried about their inner child and their child. Like,
right.
Have you ever got afraid that your child might repeat what you did, so you go you hold on to them, it's too tight, and you're too strict or whatever because you're afraid of you and that person. It's the same way with relationships. People are afraid of themselves, so they automatically assume that what you would do somebody else to do, like what 13 said, it's in the Bible, so a man thinketh, so is he. So I think this way, so I'm automatically assuming this just might happen just like with our kids. We do it with different relationships, you know, whether it's your kids, your family, whatever, and it's disheartening. Because that's how the kids get lost. They get lost because they you're trying to stop them from repeating your story, and you end up making them repeat your story because you keep speaking life over it.
That's true.
Instead of letting the child just be that child and embracing that child, because at one point in time when that child was innocent, you're like, oh, look at little Jody. He's so cool. He's so sweet. He likes this, that, and the third, or whatever. And then when Jody got older, you start seeing yourself and Jody. And all of a sudden, Jody, don't do that. Nah.
Right.
I ain't going to have you out there. You can be out there with them girls. But then you could have taught him how to be with, you know, something like how to deal with those feelings instead of he got to run out to the world.
Yeah.
And figure out for himself that he can't even talk to you.
And look for validation in the world. Mm-hmm.
Indeed. And people do that in relationships, too.
Yep.
It's sad. But anyway, this is my thoughts. But did you want to spit something?
I have something for later. But I do have something in regards to what I was just saying.
All right. All right, everybody, that was Miss Nikki. We're going to do one more round, and we're actually going to shut it down. All right. Let's get it.
The Black Salamander crawled from beneath the rock of propaganda and felt the reflection of the truth in the light of the moon. But he ignored because it was harder to be cool and gather near the mainstream with the nocturnal fools. But one night his ears were caught by the wise owl that dropped jewels. Perched on a branch with a single question. Woo! Are you beneath the surface? Followed by, what is your life's purpose? Where are you headed? When are you going to accept that life in the creek is worthless? And finally, how does it feel to be touched by something real? The salamander was wordless. And he continued on in the soil of ignorance, though he heard this, but the wise words brought something new. Something taken for granted by many and understood by few. So the black salamander approached the wise owl one night in secret on his journey to the creek and said, what is this thing? This thing moving inside my head. The owl grinned and said, that is a thought. For you see, a thought sparked correctly might make you respect me, but if you don't respect yourself, then your perception is incorrect. So the salamander still hung in the nocturnal slum, but it wasn't as much fun because he now viewed it from a new perspective. Spent more time pondering, becoming more perceptive, realizing that the mainstream is actually a swamp and one's environment is reflective of personality. So the salamander spent more time with the wise owl and occasionally took a casual stroll down to the swamp. But instead of being wild like he once was, he was calm and reserved. Instead of partaking of the festivities, he chose to observe the actions and the words of his peers. The water moccasins slithered near. He said, it's been a while since I've seen you here. The salamander said, listen, Mr. Moccasin, I no longer mock your sin. So get thee behind me, return to your hell and swim with the murderers and whores with their rumors and wars who refuse to put the lamb's blood on the post of their doors. The snake became angry yet riddled with fear, for the salamander's aura shined too bright to stand near. So the black salamander disappeared between the bushes and leaves, fitting free of conformity. He remained under his rock and was thought of abnormally. The next morning he crawled from beneath the rock of doctrine and inhaled his first breath of daylight oxygen, the sun of righteousness shining on him in complete truth. His slimy skin began to secrete a juice, his body stretched, he grew arms and legs, his tiny little head popped open and sprouted dreads. A full-grown black man naked from the swamp he fled, until he came upon a garden, beautiful, a place of splendor. A broken vessel fell to his knees, meeting his mender, the black salamander. Or should I say the black salam man, D-E-R. The black peaceful man destroying evil with righteousness. You see, the owl was the prophet. The swamp symbolizes the street. The snake symbolizes the many devils ever ready to sink in their teeth. The rock is a veil of ignorance that we've all hid beneath. And the black salamander is me. Mm-hmm.
visionaries, able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries, able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries, able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries, able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries, able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Chosen vessels, much needed. Vision is the root word. See well beyond our peripheral. Sight is placed in psyche by the Most High God. Others may not see when it's erected. They feeling the anointing is gift. Seeing the spirits of damnation being lifted. Able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries are givers, not only in their physical. They give of their dreams to walk upon earth. They run without faint, even when it seems they ran out of steam. The engine keeps coasting on their faith, motivated to keep on reaching. The Lord's prayer will restore their place, so the captives would be free. See, they could dream dreams also. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. The young will dream dreams while the visionaries pronounce their vision, insightful, increasing their territory. Holiness mindful from what their enemy so long had hidden. The Lord said, I give these things, my humble visionaries. For the people can realize it's me. Dream on as you're led strong in spirit and truth. Others may run. Doubt when it's scary. Visionaries moving through the darkness with faith and prayer as they tarry. As he helps his visionaries ease the load that we carry. Visionaries to be able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. He or she is not the norm. Visionaries, he or she are not the norm.
This morning I woke up with breakfast and bed on my mind, but instead I had to get up and take a part and clear my mind. You see, something was wrong in the midst of my own error. I was misunderstood and didn't understand the feeling. You see, my life was lost because I couldn't count up the cost to be the boss because I didn't have a job. And see, my mom was on drugs. And see, my little sister was out in the streets. See, doing bad things, I didn't like this, so I tried to figure out a way to bring my family out of poverty. See, born and raised in the ghetto, we didn't have much things to understand, but see, our car was better than the rest of them. So daily I walked to school, it seemed like I was getting beat up because our things were better than theirs. Understand that I was still a young child, not even a toddler anymore, but see, I was just beginning to understand the great things of responsibility. These things were coming for me because I was the oldest of three and one. Four, that is, three boys and one girl. But see, I've seen apart from the rest of them because I was different. And see, I didn't want to be like the rest of them. See, like they were all going down the wrong road, traveling down the wrong things. Gang banging, drugs and guns and violence. See, I didn't understand that man was still rising. See, I've been seeing in the beginning of the livelihood how it was becoming. He was becoming the great man I call Mr. Pistol. Understand this is a great man. I was still praying on the great man's steeple. See, the Lord walked with me daily and kept me alive through these great things and these travesties. Catastrophic demise. See, I was loving myself and guiding myself and understand I hate to be better to myself. I didn't want to be a part of this great man's society, dead man's entities. These things were coming for me. This was a metaphorical thesis. See, I'm loving the great man that I've become because I understand that I made it out of dead man's poverty. truth be told, unorthodox speaking, and great words I'm metaphorically seeking. Symbolically, I'm simple. Great man's I'm comfy, but I'm speaking with no dimples. See, I keep my hair shaved and my beard, which you call my mane. And see, on top of my head, I got my crown. So I stand afar from being low to the ground. See, I never stumble or fall flat on my face, but I always catch my face and sing amazing grace. Great words that are entwined coming from my mind as I get down, dance to the soothes of my own reality, my identity. This is the state things, and this is how I'm coming for thee. See, I'm coming for y'all who don't understand dead men living in a dead man's court society. Great things, this is a sobriety test or AA Anonymous. Great things, I see I'm coming because this is anonymous. Anonymous, see, I'm absent for great man's scene, not public and violence, and not doing things of dead man's society. See, I'm coming out from under and being separated. That's what the word says. Acts 2:38, you better get it right. Your soul searching, seeking great things, and this is believing. See, I'm bleeping in the great limelight. And understand, this is the great things that I like. I like to eat Mikey Nights on my spare time. I understand, sit back and watch a movie. This is groovy to me, the great man's dance in my own reality. These things are my life, and I'm living with stability. This is my reality, not my humility. Truth be told, in great words, you're gonna understand how I'm being made whole. Feeling myself, understanding myself. I'm always loving myself. This is how I'm guiding it. See, I'm feeling great things today because I'm smiling. But see, I escaped great man's obstacles. And I almost died, but I lived and still here, man. I'm an optional. Option too good or bad, but see, I love the Lord, so I continue to do what He said and not be sad. This is what I had before I left. Just great words that express myself and not sit in vain. And understand that I don't have to be sad and be a lame man, but understand that I can be better. Not a father yet, but I pray one day I have a daughter to raise and keep away from those haters. Bite biters, great men's a dead man's backslider. This is Slayer like Buffy and the Vampire Slayer. See, I cipher on great man's blood and Jesus continue to keep me within. Not a dead man's sin, but this is how I love in myself. I'm always guiding it. See, I never be fake to myself, I always be true to myself. Understand that I'm riding. Riding on a great man's cloud where Jesus continue to keep me in. Not an endo cloud. Don't need to be high to have fun, but I always understand this is how we have to get it down before it's a rerun. Truth, epics, and great man's distortion and proportions. Rock.
As I sit back and I realize, and I think about how you had me mesmerized, coming around that corner whistling, "Don't worry, be happy." From that very moment when I looked into your eyes, as Monica said, I had love all over me. Some may think I'm weak for you. What they don't know is, I'm the one that's going to ride for you. So as far as I can see, you are the soul that God put on this earth for me. Perfect? No, you're not. But no fool can ever take your spot. Ups and downs, through the good and the bad, your strength endures is what keeps me from being mad. No one really knows our story. Some claim to know where we come from, but what they don't know is that we have two hearts beating as one. So no matter what others say, who cares how they feel, as long as we know we are the real deal. We have that inconvenience love, meaning we have that get rough type love, that sometimes we need that tough kind of love. Computer love? No, it's real love. It's all sent from the man up above. My DMX, I'm his EVE. Like Sonny and Cher, I got you, babe.
Well, this is something I know to be true, and not just something that I've seen. Well, this is the story, and to God be the glory. It's called The Preacher and the Dope Fiend. Now, the fiend was out in the neighborhood, just doing what most fiends do. He was catching him a hustler, buying himself a beer, and asked him to buy him one too. Trying to hustle up some change, they get him a blast, stopping everybody in front of the store. And no matter what you gave him, it just wasn't enough. He was always asking for more. Well, one day, he stopped the preacher and said, "Sir, can you spare me a dime?" And the preacher said, "Son, I'd give you a dollar if you come to my church one time." And the fiend said, "Sir, I would love to go, it's just I don't have no way." But the preacher said, "Son, no problem at all, just tell the reverend where you stay." And he gave him some clothes and he dressed him up, and every Sunday he gave him a ride. And this week he got a dollar, the next he got two, and by the third he was up to five. And now the preacher was happy, he was winning the soul, so he continued to show him some love. But the hustler, he was a real smooth brother, now he getting nothing but dubs. He said, "Preacher man, I just love the fish, let's slip off and run down to the creek." And the preacher said, "You know we got revival now, but we can go for the show next week." And after church, all week long, the fiend had plenty of dope. So when it was time for them to go fishing, he was ready to go. Now the preacher had supplied all of the rods and all of the bait. And no need to question the fiend's money, we all know it's fake. And while they was out on the boat, the rev had the fiend's attention. And he figured that this would be the perfect time to try to get him to listen. The rev said, "Son, I've been down that same road you're on. And I'll do the same thing every week until all my money was gone. I had to repent and ask God to change my ways." And the fiend said, "Man, that was a long time ago. It had to be way back in the days. This stuff that they got now, man, it keeps you coming back." He said, "Reb, looky here, have you ever tried crack?" And the preacher man said, "No, but to my God, that is nothing." So the fiend said, "Well, looky here, let me show you something." He reached down in his pocket and he pulled out his stem. Then he pulled out enough crack for both of them. He said, "If God is as strong as you claim him to be, smoke some of this and get him to set both of us free." Now the preacher felt intimidated, cause the fiend had called him out. He reached out and grabbed that stem, and he put it in his mouth. And he hit it hard, just to show the fiend he did inhale. And by the time that he blew out that smoke, the rev was high as hell. And the fiend was impressed, but it was something that he didn't like. He didn't have enough to get both of them all through the night. Now that they done quit fishing and they was headed home, and the preacher he stayed over there until all that dope was gone. So he looked at the fiend and said, "I told you that it wouldn't hurt. Now when Sunday comes around, my son, will I see you in church?" And the fiend he said, "Yes, as long as I can get my dub. Who else there at your church is going to show me that kind of love?" And no, later that week, the reverend stopped by again. And the fiend said, "Man, we got church tonight." He said, "Nope, I want something for 10. And the fiend said, "Well, these boys right here, they don't like selling dimes." But the reverend said, "Only just want a taste. I want to feel it just one more time." So the fiend hooked him up after he pinched him around, and he pinched him off some crumbs. And just like that, the reverend shook his head like, "Boy, you must think I'm dumb." He smoked what he had, and that was that. And pretty soon, he was on his way. And if you thought that he was gone, he came back the very next day. But this time, the reverend, he had some money, a bunch of ones, fives, and tens. And the fiend's eyes started gleaming and started scheming. He invited over all his friends. Now, the reverend didn't like that the fiend came overhead. Cause it wouldn't be good if the pastor they committed found out. And for months, they did a thing. They just smoked out of style. And until he realized he had a conscience and guilt set in after a while. The fiend decided that he'd had enough. So he dropped to his knees and prayed. And he cried and he prayed and he prayed and he cried and asked the Lord to take that sickness away. And through the confessions of his mouth and a sincere heart, the Father answered his prayer. And just like it started, it had now departed. That desire was no longer there. But the rim kept slipping and doing his thing, and he figured he'd never get caught. And when he got busted, never again to be trusted, he figured it was all the fiend's fault. Now check this out, the totally switch. The ex-fiend is not preaching the word, and the rev is still smoking. And I'm not joking. It's a true story, not just something that I've heard.
So the music goes out at 35.
It'll be...
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I'm actually about to open mic lines one more time. And we have a caller on the line. What's up, what's up? We got 253 on the line. What's up, what's up? How you doing?
Yes, I know,
ma'am.
Baby. I got a phone over there.
How you doing, Grandma Mamie?
I'm doing fine, baby. I'm a little bit tired with my grandbaby. We got down this road, and guess you had me out so long, girl.
Oh, goodness.
How
y'all
doing tonight?
Tell the grandbaby, hello. We're doing pretty good. How about you?
I told you I was tired, girl.
Mm-hmm.
I need some sleep. Grandma's got me running, girl.
Well, we appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, I had to. That old fella, what's it, that boy name that do the mean thing? Your boy called him. I just heard the dope thing too. Made me want to hit the pop.
Oh, yeah. I'm about to get that. Got him on the line right now for you.
Hey,
right now. Oh, DMX
hey,
Culture, we got you on the line right now.
How you doing, Grandma?
Hey. I'm doing fine, baby.
Hey, Grandma. Hey, look.
Yeah, baby.
I got this little thing that I wrote, man. And all I want to do is just read it. And I want you to tell me what can we do. You hear me?
Okay. All right.
All right. Hold on for a second.
Yeah, baby. All right.
All right. Y'all be patient with me. It's like, yo, I got some serious questions to ask. I mean, I got some serious questions. And it's concerning our youth. So how are they being misled? If they are being given the truth? See, we are responsible for the teachers and what they are being taught, and they're only following what they're preaching. So is it really their fault? See, remember when we was kids, we was taught to respect our elders. And if you would get your behind to a if you didn't do exactly what they would tell you. See, we had respect for our parents, or a price that we had to pay. So why are the kids so disobedient? Where is the respect at today? The kids are only going the way that they was raised. They're doing the things that they were taught. And if you really want to know the truth, it's not them. Isn't it their parents' fault? I mean, we wasn't like that. So how you raise your kids that way? And I'm looking for answers from my elders. What do you really have to say? We don't need no sideways stories. We need the straight up truth. And how can we secure our future if we don't save our youth? I'm sorry that I had problems reading that just then, man. But you know what I mean? But my thing is, like, you know what I'm saying? It's like the kids, you know what I'm saying? We always complain about the way the kids and stuff are acting nowadays. These kids are our kids, right? These are our kids, ain't they? Mm-hmm. Aren't they our kids? So who raised them? Who raised them, Grandma? Who fault is it that these kids are acting like this?
But see, your thing is, baby, when children started having children, you know, when and see, some of these folks around here, you know, they let you walk the big children fling you. You can't be your child and they respect you like they use your parents. Now, I understand, you know, getting to know your children, because you don't know them. You know, you can't let your hair down. You see, but these children nowadays, I heard a child the other day told his mom one damn thing she could do. I said, what? Said,
Lord have mercy. We get our butt whooped for that.
Let me tell you something. You get more than your butt whooped, baby. You be tied to a tree phone with and your grandmama leave you out there and say, and then your brother or sister say, well, mom, you forgot it. He tied behind the tree. He'll be all right. I bet you he'll be here in the morning. So he wouldn't move. But see, these kids nowadays, and I understand the advancement of technology, you know, because it helps out in the world. But, you know, if I tell you to do something, you're supposed to do it. But now,
that's right.
If you didn't do it, you can best believe it was consequences, baby, and the repercussions. I'm going to try to tell you now. But now,
yep.
It's one thing, these kids nowadays, they get away with everything. You know, they do something wrong, you tap them on the wrist. They do something wrong, you send them in the corner. What you going to the corner for? You know, you need a time out. Hit, baby, I'm going to give you some time. And what's going to happen is, you need the time between my belt, my sweat,
or
my extension cord to your rear end. That's what it's going to be. Because, see, I think when they took your paddling out of the school, they took your prayer out of the school, and then your parents, they say, well, don't beat them. Beat them ain't going to solve nothing. Because, see, when we got the whooping, we knew not to do that no more. You had these
That's
parents.
Right.
And then they kill me with this right here. Oh, he just need his daddy. Okay, well, honey, his daddy ain't him. So you better handle that before he beat you. Because ain't one of my children able to tell you that they stood toe-to-toe with me. Because if ain't
right.
one of them did, they missed. If ain't one of them thought to stand up toe-to-toe with me, 100 days missing.
That's the way I was raised. That's the way I was raised, Grandma.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
They want to call the police cause you spanked them. Call the police. I tell you pack all your stuff and go with them.
Well, Grandma, what can we do, Grandma? What can we do right now? As you know, what I'm saying with us, what can we do right now?
What we can do right now is show these children. You know, and I don't even know why people say, well, we want to send them to the Scare Straight program. And what I mean by that is show them what prison is like. Well, baby, you can't show them what prison is like because they got 70-inch screen TV, they got laptops, they got cell phones, they got all of that, and then you feed them sleep, and then you tell them, well, if you get in trouble, they're going to come around and give you some candy. What the world? They're that
right.
prison system ain't no but to be day camp. It's a day camp for grown folks. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Sending
them to prison ain't even really helping them now.
Right. You know, you say, it starts at home. Your children know that they loved at home. So they don't seek it no way. You know, the gangs and all this and all that. Well, why I got to go outside my house? Why is my children got to go out there for somebody for them to feel love? You got to love them in the home. Because a lot of these kids are lost. I mean, they can't find their faith. So when we start to, even in a community, to let these children know that you love them, that's all they seeking. They, you know, my cousin he stabbed that boy the other night. Now he in prison for what? Over some gal? Come on, now. These folks love everybody. You know, some of these kids are just they far gone. And the thing is, it boils down down to the greatest gift God could ever give you, baby. And that's love. These kids are in search of somebody deserving them. You know, if they knew somebody loved them, they wouldn't step out of line. Or they wouldn't disrespect the teacher. You know, these kids in high school. If I was a teacher in high school right now, I'd probably have a rule. And everybody disrespect me. I'm going to hang it.
Let me tell y'all how I got to be this age, because a lot of y'all ain't going to make it. Y'all better start
stop expecting these folks around here because you're going to get the back now, I'm trying to tell you. You want to live a long time. Love one another and respect your elders. Yes, sir. Yep, I'm glad y'all got me to change the talk and got my advice, but I'm going to get on and ride on down this road, but she's going to stop this show because I can use the bathroom in a minute. So,
well, we appreciate you calling in, most definitely.
Yeah, Grandma, and I love you. And I love you for calling me, Grandma. I can always use your advice, man. And I might just be calling you again. I might be calling you again real soon for some more help. You heard me, Grandma?
Okay. All right. I love y'all, too. I'm glad y'all thought about me now. All right. They keep me young.
Thank you, baby.
I love it.
All right.
Please tell Inch, I said hello.
Yeah, tell Felicia I said hey, too.
I said, I tell y'all, hey, she's probably going to get married because I've been in her phone. So I'm gonna
tell y'all. Oh, my God.
All right,
baby. All right, everybody. It was Grandma Mamie and DMX and Poetry. We appreciate you guys. All right. So, we got Miss Nikki on the line. What's up, Nikki?
Hey, China. I love Grandma Mamie.
Me too.
Yeah, she tell it like it, what they say, P.I.E.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I got some for Grandma Mamie. And this one is called The Old Days. And it's about our youth also. And here goes. As I look back from when I was young, I never talked back or had a slick tongue. The kids nowadays don't know that their disrespectful ways will shorten their days. Honor thy mother and thy father, and thy days will be long. Don't talk back. Don't do wrong. For the elders of yesterday, they were wise and strong. But as time flies, and the years go by, the elders of then, well, they all got old, and most did die. So if you have the privilege of still having yours, listen, watch, and don't ask why. Just pay close attention. But did I also forget to mention, we all get old, and we all die. That's it.
Wow. That was a powerful piece. Is that a new piece?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Just wrote it about an hour ago.
Dang. Yeah, I had no idea we were going to have Grandma Mamie on the line. I didn't know, man. It was an honor to have her on the line, most definitely. And we appreciate that piece.
Is she still on the line?
No, she's not on the line anymore.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
thank you, Grandma.
Grandma Mamie know the next time she call in that I was inspired to write about her.
All right. Got to get Carlos to pass a message, but I'm most definitely tell her, too. Most definitely. All right, everybody. I hope you guys enjoyed the show so far. That was very inspiring because we do need, to help the youth in a lot of different ways. And it takes a village to raise a child, always. And I do agree with everything that Grandma Mamie said. And we appreciate you sharing your knowledge and your wisdom tonight. And thank you, Carlos, for getting Grandma Mamie on the line, most definitely. Hope you guys have a wonderful night tonight. And you guys can see, stay blessed, keep pushing, keep praying, keep dreaming, keep doing what you do, keep being a better you, and keep pouring that in to the youth as well. So you guys be blessed. Good night.